Good morning, everyone. It is 10 o'clock, Wednesday, July 8th, 2025. I call this regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Commissioner Jill Kringstead. So we have a quorum. Before anything else, would you please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, in opening comments, I have three topics I want to touch on, and it would be astronomical odds that the top one would not be welcoming our new commissioner, but it's actually not. And no, don't worry, it's not the Bison Football Championship. But today is my 25th wedding anniversary, so I want to just publicly thank my wife, Bethany, for putting up with me for 25 years. Then next priority, welcome our new commissioner, Jill Kringstead, who was appointed by Governor Armstrong on Monday, and so was commissioner for, what, about 40, a little over 40 hours, maybe?
40 hours, yes.
But welcome aboard, and I expect to have some comments. Thirdly, congratulations to the Bison on another national championship. It was a great game. Commissioner. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's so good to... Happy New Year. So good to see everyone. Broadband, we just had a breakfast meeting with you. So good to see a couple of you here and to the news reporters and industry. Welcome. To Commissioner Kringstead, welcome.
Thank you.
I look forward to working with you. And I wish you all the best. In whatever I can do to support you, I will.
Thank you.
And the Bison, yeah. I mean, maintenance comes in and says I have to pull your shades, and I'm like, for what? Number 10. So, well done, NDSU. I said that smoothly. Pretty proud of myself, so.
And maybe I should even allow it. I think it's remarkable the way that organization has continued to treat players and treat what I think college sports ought to be, which is an educational and growth opportunity for these young men and women, because it's not just the football program, but especially in these last few years with NIL and all these things and the porting out, switching schools all the time. It's very uncommon to have the amount of consistency that and really our North Dakota schools, because UND and some of the other schools have similar track records of bringing these people in, emphasizing to them the importance of their education along with their athletic endeavors, and so really proud of them. Sorry to put it off again, but Commissioner Kringstead.
Well, thank you both. I'm first of all just very grateful for the opportunity to serve, and I've enjoyed working with both of you the past 8 years. I've learned a lot from you both, and I just appreciate the leadership roles that both of you take. So I look forward to continuing our good work just within in a new capacity for me. You've both taught me a lot. And I look forward to our thoughtful discussions. I look forward to our spirited debates. I know that we won't always agree, but at the end of the day, I know that all of us are up here making what we feel is the best decisions for the citizens we serve. So we're going to have some challenging topics, some decisions we're going to have to make that probably won't be very popular, but I look forward to doing that work with you and making those decisions with you. So thank you. I also want to give a shout out to staff. Obviously, this has been a whirlwind past couple of days for everybody. And I know anytime you bring on a new commissioner, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes. So just thank you all for all of your hard work, especially during one of the busier times that we have at the commission. So, and just on a personal note, I just want to wish my grandma a happy birthday. She turned 90 on Sunday. So, and I guess just to close the debate on this, I'm a Minnesota State University Moorhead grad, so I'm so go Dragons, and I don't have a dog in that fight. So thank you.
I just had the pleasure of talking to your grandma on Monday, and I was thinking that she must be getting close to 70 already. It was a delightful conversation. On our consent calendar, we have three items. If there's not objection, I would like to pull mine, RC1, off of the consent calendar and off of the agenda for today at all. I checked with the staff. It's a reclamation AML thing. And there's not an urgency in getting this done. It's something that rather non-consent calendar, I would like it to be on the regular calendar for more commentary, and I didn't have time to prepare. But he said it's not an urgent thing, so without objection, I'd like to pull that off the calendar.
No objection.
No objection.
Okay, so that leaves us two items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those two items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and if there's not objection, and I'll make the motions, and if there's objection, obviously commissioners can ask that something be held over. But I have two items I'd like to add to my portfolio on the regular agenda. So first of all, I move that Commissioner Christman serve as chairman of the Public Service Commission effective January 8th, 2025.
Second.
I want to say that this is a little bit of a departure from kind of the rotational thing that the commission has done for, I don't know, better than a decade. And I don't want to have anyone come out of here thinking that this is in any way a slight toward the other commissioners. It's been a concern of mine for a long time, and maybe it has to do with my background in the state Senate. Where the leadership position, you know, was competitively selected, and that person stays the leader until they don't want to be the leader anymore, or until someone else, you know, makes a case that it could be done better by someone else. And there's always opportunity. You know, they can change their leadership most any time, similar to the Supreme Court. I serve here with excellent people. I have enormous amount of faith in both of them. Commissioner Kringstad with 40-some hours of service, but was selected from a tremendous pool of candidates that a number of them talked to me and brought great credentials. I almost feel sorry for Governor Armstrong having to choose. Commissioner Haugenhoffert has served honorably here for several years, has been noted for her leadership, is in the officers' rotation through the MARC, our Midwest Regional Regulators Association, has done an excellent job on her portfolios, especially, you know, maybe one of the toughest here, the electric regulation portfolio. But I do think, reflecting back to what I started with, I think the leadership role in an organization or agency, there's some value to experience that comes, you know, in our case, you know, from sitting in over the years on multiple cases in all the various portfolio areas of the agency, from the various litigation kinds of things that the agency either is a part of or files comments on or those types of things. So for a long time, I felt like this was just sort of a habit at the commission that was not in the best interest of the commission. And so I'm bringing forward this motion in this way today.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes. Randy, I would like to... thank you. Randy, I would like, with you proposing this, can you tell me then what the process looks like for the chair, kind of what the process you want and what changes you foresee, or how long you... What's your goal of this change? And if you foresee, what does it look like? And can you provide some more insight into this for the record?
Well, you know, we can all bring motions on most anything we want, anytime we want, when there's a meeting. It's always, you know, been customary not to just throw something on the agenda. You know, we had a... special work session yesterday talked about this, so it wouldn't be, you know, come as a total shock. But so it can be any time. I would imagine every couple years it gets discussed again. But basically, whenever people feel it's time for a change, there should be a change, but not just because the calendar flipped a certain month, and so now we rotate it.
Mm-hmm. And I respect that. You know, maybe looking at, you know, having a procedure there, if it's, you know, every 2 years, your tenure is six. I didn't know if you had the expectation of 2, 4, 6. As far as that, I see the chair position being more of a traditional, not a ceremonial, and serving, reflecting back on this, you know, being here for almost 3 years, seeing Julie hold the position, yourself, serving as the chair for the North Dakota Public Service Commission has been a respected tradition for years. Each commissioner is elected to this role that has been chosen by the trusted citizens of North Dakota as independent, equal decision makers, and have served that and have served the state admirably. Daily, I see the pictures hanging of prior commissioners who have served in that capacity, and I personally know them. Susan Wayfield, Tony Clark, Senator Kevin Kramer, Brian Kalk, Brian Crocious, and I was hoping that this trusted process would continue to honor the will of the voters.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
I will support this motion because I support my fellow commissioners, and I will vote aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, the next one, I move the commission portfolios be allocated as follows, effective January 8th, 2025. Commissioner Christman, Business Operations, Coal Mining and Reclamation, Abandoned Mine Lands, Telecommunications, SPP/RSC. Commissioner Haugenhofer, Wind and Solar Reclamation, Economic Regulation on the Electric Side, Pipeline Safety, Damage Prevention, Weights and Measures, Consumer Affairs, and Cybersecurity. Commissioner Kringsted, Siting, Railroads, MISO/OMS, Economic Regulation of Gas Utilities.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and then believing that there will be no prejudice to the rights of the parties or the public interest and finding the cases involve similar questions of law and fact, I move the commission consolidate these cases for hearing under North Dakota Administrative Code 6902.04.04 and issue a notice of opportunity for consolidated hearing in Griggs County Telephone Company, Leonard and Kindred Exchanges, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-24-386, and Griggs County Telephone Company designated eligible carrier application, case number PU-24-387.
Second.
So on December 23rd, so less than a month ago, Griggs County Telephone Company filed an application requesting authorization to provide local exchange services as the incumbent local exchange carrier in the Leonard and Kindred exchanges, so kind of in that south of Castleton and Mapleton area. The Leonard and Kindred exchanges are currently served by CenturyLink. There's really four issues to be considered in case PU-24-386, and those are the fitness and ability of Griggs to provide services, the adequacy of Griggs' proposed services, the technical, financial, and managerial ability of Griggs, and fourth, if a CPCN ultimately is granted to Griggs, whether CenturyLink's certificates should be relinquished or whether they should be transferred to competitive local exchange service. So also in that same filing on December 23rd, Griggs filed an application requesting that they be designated as an essential telecommunications carrier in those same two exchanges, Leonard and Kindred. And that's case PU-24-387, and the issues to be considered there are, again, the qualifications of Griggs for designation, in this case as an ETC, the ETC universal support area to be designated, number three, whether it is in the public interest to designate Griggs as an ETC in those two exchange areas, and lastly, if designation is ultimately granted to Griggs as an ETC, whether CenturyLink's designation as an ETC should be relinquished or transferred to competitive local exchange service. So those interested are invited to comment on this application in writing. And if someone is desiring a hearing, they must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. The comments and requests for hearings must be received by February 21st. And if deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order on interim rates in Northern States Power Company 2025 electric rate increase application case number PU-24-376.
Second.
Thank you. On December 2nd, Northern States Power Company, NSP, filed an application to increase its rates for electrical service. Also on that date, they filed an application for an interim rate increase for electrical service. I'm just going to tell you some of the primary drivers that have been brought forth on the reason for this electrical rate case are capital investments in electric generation, transmission, and distribution systems, increased operation, maintenance expenses, and increased depreciation. On their December 2nd interim rate increase, the rate increase would result in a net increase in annual revenue for the 2025 test year of $27,371,168, or 11.88%, which equates to a monthly impact to the residential bill of $11.36. The interim rate increase has met the criteria as outlined in North Dakota Century Code, and they are entitled to this interim rate increase. The advocacy staff, the commission finds the NSP interim increase complies with the North Dakota Century Code 49-05-06-062. And in the event the interim rate collected by NSP are more than the final rates approved by the commission, NSP is required to refund the excessive amount under North Dakota Century Code, including interest, at the rate determined by the commission. So these interim rates will be effective on or after February 1st, 2025.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Company Deferred Accounting Congestion Litigation Application Case Number PU-24-388.
Second.
Thank you. On December 26th, MDU filed an application for deferred accounting treatment for incurred and future external legal expenses related to the congestion litigation related to the Northwest North Dakota load pocket. Those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by February 24th, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
And Commissioner Fedorchak worked really hard to get all of the things on her portfolio that were possible to get done well, done before she left. So there really hasn't been opportunity to bring anything. So unless you have something that you need to add.
I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Brings us to announcement time, but.
Commissioner Chrisman. Did you have a statement you wanted to make before that?
In announcements.
Okay.
But my administrative matters agenda is showing clear. And so after announcements, I would just adjourn unless someone has something to add, an admin nope. for discussion or scheduling.
No, I have okay, nothing.
So there will be no admin portion of the meeting. So then getting into announcements. Next Tuesday, the 14th, at 1:30, we have an informal hearing that I think may be of some interest to folks. It is two cases, PU24-330 and 332, and those are both with MDU and Applied Digital. One is the public convenience and necessity for Applied Digital's expansion, and the other is the electric service agreement between Applied Digital and MDU. So that will be an informal hearing. Our next regular commission meeting will be January 22nd at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday, like it's supposed to be when we don't run into conflicts. And I think that concludes meeting announcements. The other announcement that I wanted to make, and I intended to get this done before our meeting, but I don't think the timing of it is the important thing. I will get it done soon. I want to recuse myself from an upcoming case. We already have the case. And actually had a hearing on it with an ALJ. But the case is PU-24-330. Pipeline-311. And it's Grayson Mill Operating LLC, a pipeline that it's a pre-existing pipeline that wasn't sited by past owners. And Grayson Mill apparently, I haven't gone through that hearing stuff because I knew this recusal was coming up when I, as soon as I really started thoroughly looking at it. They want to site it so it's appropriately in the ground. But my wife and her family have some mineral interests that involve Grayson Mill Operating. It used to be called a different company, and it was acquired by Grayson Mill. And so in our family, we refer to it by a previous owner name. And so when this file ended up on my desk, whenever it was, a couple months ago or something, Grayson Mill didn't really ring a bell because at home in our lingo, it's still the previous. In fact, it's two companies ago that we refer to it. And it's not a huge connection either. But rather than go through the third, the neutral decision maker process and try and be involved in the case potentially, I just think it's better to avoid the conflict. And so I will be submitting the documentation to get it onto our docket as well as to the Ethics Commission, but I will be recusing myself from Grayson Mill Operating LLC's case PU24-311. Any other announcements that I missed?
Just for clarification, Chair Christman, are we going to, did you say bring on another decision maker, or are you looking at just... us two making a decision because the case has already been heard by staff and the ALJ judge?
So I can't answer that question, but I'm glad you asked it because it reminds me to part that I forgot to ask, and this can be done later with the executive director. I'm going to ask Commissioner Haugenhoffert if you would just take over as portfolio holder on this.
I sure can.
It kind of fell to me because Commissioner Fedorchuk, it's her portfolio, but she had asked until we get portfolios done that I be the portfolio holder on siting, which has now been transferred but wasn't before. So if you would take this case, then from then on it will be Commissioner Fedorchuk's area.
You mean Kringstad?
Kringstad.
meanwhile, has we approved the siting. Do you want her just to take it over now?
Either way, you had the involvement that I did of scheduling the hearing for the ALJ. So if you want it, you can.
I can. The hearing was scheduled on December 10th, just for the record, when it was done.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, with that. So I will let you guys take it from there.
We got it.
Whether it's two or three making the decision. Okay, with that, we are adjourned, and we'll take questions.